This episode of Before the Train Wreck podcast is brought to you by the Grondike Soap Company. Guys, I use Tactical Soap and God of War Beard Oil every single day. Tactical Soap is a handmade natural product made in the United States of America from ingredients you can actually pronounce, not endocrine disrupting chemicals that are going to lower your testosterone. Both the soap and beard oil is infused with bioidentical pheromones that are designed by a clinical psychologist and pheromone expert to maximize attractiveness to the opposite sex. Go visit coopersoap.com and that will automatically apply 10% off your order. Consider grabbing one of the trifecta packs to save even more. If you are a bearded man and want a majestic beard like yours truly, the God of War Beard Oil is hands down the best beard oil product I've ever used. Gentlemen, this is the most manly handmade soap that we know of. Other soaps are going to get you clean. This one will get you dirty. Again, you're going to want to visit coopersoap.com now and place your order. That's Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, soap.com now. Need a better intro than just drumming on the table. What's up, my brothers? We have an excellent topic for tonight. I've been encouraged to talk about this for years, actually, and this is the first time I've covered the 16 Commandments of Poon, which is a very, very useful essay written by, I don't know if the guy's name is Royce or Chateau Hartiste or whatever he went by, but it's like, I'm going to tip my hat on this one. It is a good piece. So I'm going to go through them one by one, offer some feedback. Many of you guys, often when you request video topics or want me to touch on something, it's how do I run game in a long-term relationship? How do I not become beta? How do I not go through betatization by 1,000 concessions? This here will be useful for that. For those of you that are wondering, well, what is this about? What is this poon in the 16 commandments? Towards the end of the essay, he says, the closer you follow the letter of these commandments, the easier you will find it to keep real, true, unconditional love and happiness in your life. There's always the odd comment like this that pops up pre-show before I get to do all my setup, where it's like, you know, the only possible way you can either do that is if you're good looking, a baby or a dog. This is as close as it comes. So just bear with me on this one. Grab yourself a drink, put your feet up, and we're going to get ready to roll in about 5 minutes. But before we do, a little bit of housekeeping. We have a live event coming up soon. Also, my algorithms, I'm told, love a big fat smash on the like button. So wherever you're watching, do me a favor, hit that like button, mobile device, desktop. I'm going to drop the YouTube link here in the chat. So if you're watching somewhere else on the broadcast from StreamYard, click that. Come on over. It helps me out a ton. All right. Let me pull this up on the screen here. So let's see. Full screen layout. Let's go to this layout right here. I did a launch party on Saturday with the boys from the Rule Zero gang. So I'll just expand this. We're doing a live event over Zoom on the 2nd and 3rd. Does that click open for me? It doesn't. Oh, there we go. On the 2nd and 3rd of October. Kicks off at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. There's going to be about 10 hours in total plus, because we've got some breakout sessions. We tend to go over quite a bit when we're doing Zoom webinars through Troy and John's stuff. Lots of Q&A comes out of it, so I'm sure it might go a little bit longer. So let me run it down for you quickly for 5 minutes. If you're watching a replay, you can probably skip up 5 minutes and you'll get right into today's topic, but just bear with me here. So we've got Aaron Cleary. He's going to be talking about the man's return on investment on chasing tail versus chasing excellence. He's the resident economist in the group. He actually was an economist working for a few different banking institutions. So he's going to apply that lens to what guys do out on the sexual marketplace. Roel is going to be talking about the red pill and religion, and not just one religion, but many religions. I assure you, this topic will be very interesting for those folks that are men of God and different faiths, and how the red pill applies to all that. Ryan Stone's going to be talking about how to live a better life as a red pill aware man. He likes to go down a nice tight rabbit hole on his topics, and I assure you, I've seen him speak twice. He is by far one of the best speakers out there that doesn't get enough attention or praise for the way that he delivers his material. John from Modern Life Dating is going to be talking about the deep interconnection between sales and intimacy, more specifically sexual intimacy. Troy Francis talking about cold approach, dating, charisma. He's one of the good guys when it comes to the PUA space. I've seen his private course material. It's quite good. So I expect the stuff that he's going to deliver to be good, especially for guys that have like approach anxiety and they want to know how to talk to girls that they find attractive. He'll definitely be able to deliver on that. Myron from Unplugged Fitness is going to be talking about game in large urban cities. He lives in Miami. So he's got quite the stories. I've seen and heard many of the receipts, if you will. So again, guys, this is a private event. All the stuff that we're going to be talking about here won't be available public on any Rule Zero broadcast. The reason why we're holding it as a private event, obviously, is because the type of stuff that we're going to deliver, it has to go over Zoom. It'll be delivered to ticket holders only. And if you can't make the full event for like the full 2 days, for example, or you got to step out or there's stuff that you want to catch up later, there'll be a recording available to those that are ticket holders to answer that question. I know that's come up before. Paul from Apex Mindset's a new up and comer. He's been in my community for quite a bit now, and I've met him personally and I've seen what he does his own personal life. And he has a way of running what I call harem game. So he's going to talk about the psychology behind basically running a harem. He's quite good at his delivery too, so I'm looking forward to see what he's got. John Fitch, he just retired. He had his last fight on Saturday. MMA fighter, I think he's 42. He'll be discussing, that's John over there, he'll be discussing violence and why men should master it. I think it's an important topic of conversation. I've mentioned many times to some of the guys that might feel weaker or might have grown up in a household without a strong masculine male role model, the importance of knowing these skills. So he's got a great topic, which I think, and he's one of the best guys to talk on it, you know, simply from the fact that he's had such a long career in mixed martial arts and a very successful one at that too. Sterling Cooper, he just actually got his YouTube channel started up, so I didn't get a chance to tag him on it because it's just going. But Sterling's an adult film star, and he'll be talking about dominance and escalation. That's all I can really say here publicly, but you can read between the lines. I assure you it's going to be good. And myself, a lot of you guys have asked me how to, you know, vet a chick for a long-term relationship or how to have kids without exposing yourself to large risk or marriage and stuff like that. I've already said many times that I'm vehemently opposed to marriage, but I get that guys have the biological interest in wanting to, you know, have children, pass down their seed, and of course limit the risk as much as possible. So I've got a solid presentation lined up for you. The value in my presentation alone, I can assure you, will be worth the cost of admission. You're getting all this for a solid two-day event, only $597. The link is pinned in the top description if you want to grab a ticket. The window closes, gentlemen, on the 16th, which I believe is on Wednesday at midnight. So don't hesitate. If you want to get in, grab the ticket there. You'll get added to a list after the ticket sales window closes with all the information, and then you'll get the Zoom link the day before for the event, or probably the morning of, if I'm being honest. But all the details will follow up once the sales window closes. So let's dive right into today's topic. Thanks for bearing down with me while I covered that. Okay, let me grab the 16 commandments here. Let's throw it up on the screen because I've been looking forward to talking about this one. This will be fun. I don't know. Is that good? You can probably read it just as well like this. I'll just kind of put it up in front of me this way. It's got a nice big font on this page. There we go. There we go. Beauts. Does that work? Yeah, it looks like that's better. Perfect. All right. The 16 Commandments of Poon, and I've shared this a few times with a lot of guys that I've had private conversations with because it's a good essay, and because it's a great essay, not just a good one, I should say, but a great one, I think it's important to cover these in detail and talk about why this matters in long-term relationships. A lot of guys would say, well, is it even relevant today? And I think it's even more relevant today than when this was written. I don't know what happened to the Chateau Hartis blog. From what I understand, it got taken down, or I don't know, maybe the domain expired, but a lot of the stuff that was on the blog was archived. So you can go and Google just the 16 Commandments of Poon, Chateau Hartis, and you will come across it. It comes up right at the top on archive sites on the YouTubes. So the first one is, number one, never say I love you first. Women want to feel like they have overcome obstacles to win a man's heart. They crave the challenge of capturing the interest of a man who has other women competing for his attention. This is an important point, fellas. If women feel like you're undesirable or undesired by other women and other men don't want to be you, we often say women want a guy that other women want to bang and other men want to be. This is an important component of this. This is probably like one of the origins that I've first seen it in. They crave the challenge of capturing the interest of a man who has other women competing for his attention, right? Social proof, and eventually prevailing over his grudging reluctance to award his committed exclusivity. The man who gives his emotional world away too easily robs women of the satisfaction of earning his love. Though you may be in love with her, don't say it before she said it. Show compassionate restraint for her need to struggle towards you. That's a funny typo. Yin. Maybe it's from the German translation. For her need to struggle towards it in fulfillment. Inspire her to take a leap for you, and she'll return the favor a thousandfold. How many times have you been in a relationship with a woman and you just blurt out, you're so beautiful, I'm so lucky to have you, I love you so much, and you've never heard it from her? It never ends well. Never, ever, 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 ever ends well. It always goes down bad. This is kind of something that I would say even ties into the talk. I've mentioned, I don't know how many times in the last year, but in several videos anyway, that it's important that if you're spinning plates, you're dating women, and there's a talk that needs to be had, which is usually like the where do we stand talk. It's kind of like that. You never initiate the where do we stand talk. She needs to initiate the where do we stand talk, because men are the gatekeepers to relationships. Women are the gatekeepers to sex. Women decide when intimacy is going to happen. Men decide if and when you decide to get into a relationship with her. So I think it's important to note this point. Never say I love you first. Let her say it first. It's quite simple, not too complicated. Let's go on to number two. This is going to infuriate some people, but there's going to be a few points in here, I'll be honest with you, that are going to infuriate some people, but you guys will live. You'll be just fine. Flirt with other women. This is number two. Make her jealous. Flirt with other women in front of her. Do not dissuade other women from flirting with you. Women will never admit this, but jealousy excites them. It does. Do you guys know why women get jealous, by the way? I was going to do a standalone video on this. Women don't get jealous of men and other women because of love, or because of they're afraid to get a STD, or because of him being intimate with her. Women get jealous for far different reasons than men get jealous of. I've been going through David Buss's The Evolution of Desire, and he spends a good portion of one chapter on this. Women get jealous because they fear the loss of attention, resources, and safety, for the most part. Nothing else. It's why highly successful men throughout history, like, let's call them legends. Ishmael the Bloodthirsty is one example that comes to mind. Ran a harem of, I think it was 800 plus women. He sired over 900 children. In fact, by the time his wives got to the age of 30, he would basically retire them out to pasture and bring in new younger wives throughout his entire lifespan, which is how he sired almost 1,000 kids. Women don't get jealous so long as they get the dopamine hit from the resources, the protection, and the attention. It's why men have been able to run harems, but women throughout history never have. You've never heard any, I've never heard it anyway, any examples of women running harems of men. They try to do it today. I mean, sometimes you see women try to do it today because they think that, because the toxic version of feminism says that women and men are equal and women should behave as men do. But we know how badly that goes down. It fails terribly. But anyway, back to point number two. Women never admit this, but jealousy excites them. It really does. They want to know that you're desirable by other women. The thought of you turning on another woman will arouse her sexually. I can tell you this. I mean, if you go to a restaurant, like he opens with flirt with other women. If you go to a restaurant, and I'm not saying like, you know, flirt with her in the sense that it's blatantly obvious and you're getting her phone number or anything like that, but women will send signals of interest. You may not notice it as much as women do. I think they pick up on it a lot sooner and the signals at a higher frequency that we do. But even if she smiles at you a certain way or talks to you a little bit longer than what she normally would with another clientele in front of your woman, that's all that's needed, okay? And she actually likes that. I mean, she's going to find it annoying, but at the end of the day, she's gonna go home with you, she's going to lie beside you, and she's going to know that other women desire you. Women hate being with men that are undesirable. Women hate being with men that other women don't want to be with. They actually despise it. Like, women literally despise beta males that do not get looked at by other women, right? Walk into a room and command the attention of the room. She's going to like that. Trust me. So let's keep going. No girl wants a man that no other woman wants. We've talked about that. The partner who harnesses the gale storm of jealousy controls the direction of the relationship. Pretty straightforward stuff. No questions there. Number two, make her jealous. We're doing good for time. We should get through this in about 60 minutes or so. By the way, guys, if you want to grab some merch and support the channel, mugs like this are all pinned in the top comment or on the store of the YouTube channel. Got lots of t-shirts and mugs and stuff like that. It's always fun. You know, you get your date over, you give her a tea or a coffee, and she reads a mug that says, "Women don't care about your struggle. They hang out at the finish line and pick the winner." What does that mean, Bob? What's that all about? Where'd you get that? And who's this handsome bald man with a bitching beard, right? You can answer that question for her. Anyway, number three, you shall make your mission, not your woman, your priority. Forget all those romantic cliches of the leading man proclaiming his undying love for the woman who completes him. You guys ever see Jerry Maguire? "You complete me. Come on. That's pathetic." Women don't like that. Forget those nonsense lies. They don't work. Despite whatever protestations to the contrary, that's an interesting word. I've never heard that one before. Protestations to the contrary, women do not want to be the one or the center of a man's existence. Truthfully, they don't. They want to enter your frame and complement your life, not be the focus of it. Although most men will make their woman the focus of their life. They, in fact, want to subordinate themselves to a worthy man's life purpose, to help him achieve that purpose with their feminine support and to follow the path he lays out. Now, this is counterintuitive to most guys today because they've been fed a steady diet of BS and toxic feminist narratives that have told them that men and women are equal, you know, become less so she can become more, help her achieve her dreams, blah, blah, blah. Not true. They want to complement your life. You know, she doesn't want to do any of those things. She doesn't want to climb the stupid corporate ladder. She wants to be a housewife. Trust me. You must respect a woman's integrity and not lie to her that she is your everything. Never, ever, ever, ever bend the knee to anybody, unless you're being knighted. She is not your everything. Your purpose, your mission should be your everything. She's not your everything. And if she is, she will soon not be anymore. I assure you, this is 100% too true. I completely agree with this. I completely agree with everything that I've read thus far, but you get the point. You shall make your mission, not your woman, your priority. That falls in line with, you know, she must be a complement to your life, not the focus. Just a different way of saying it in a slightly more eloquent description. That's number three. Let's go on to number four. It's a good point here from Christian. He says, "Women always become more bold when they see you with a girlfriend. Use this to your advantage, fellas." Yep. Don't play by our rules. Number four. If you allow a woman to make the rules, she will resent you with seething contempt even a rapist cannot inspire. The strongest woman and the most strident feminist wants to be led by and to submit to a more powerful man. It's why great men from the past like Ishmael the Bloodthirsty had a harem of 900 women and 900 children. I could go down the list of all these men in the past who all these women wanted to enter the frame. They were quite happy. They were quite happy and content to be in that place. Polarity is a core of a healthy, loving relationship. A lot of people say, "Oh, you gotta have common interests, and you gotta all like to go to the bingo together or go and do the bowling together." No. Do man stuff with your man friends. Don't like, stop trying to convince women to be men and do men shit. You need time alone with your men friends to do man stuff. Polarity is a core of a healthy, loving relationship. Let her do her girl stuff. You know, if she wants to do her, you know, woo-woo stuff, let her do it. That's cool, right? You go out and do your man stuff. You don't play by our rules. You do what you want. She does not want the prerogative to walk all over you with her capricious demands and merciful moods. Her emotions are a hurricane, her soul a saboteur. Think of yourself as a bulwark against her tempest. When she grasps for a pillar to steady herself against the whipping winds or yearns for an authority figure to foil her worst instincts, this is you who has to be there, strong, solid, unshakable, and immovable. Do I need to read that again? Guys, you do not play by her rules. You set the rules. She enters your frame. Again, it ties back into number three here, right? You make your mission, not your woman, your priority. Don't play by her rules. This is you. You're the man. Number five, adhere to the golden ratio. Smash that like button, guys. It helps me out a ton with the algorithms. I know you're watching on a mobile device, a tablet. I know you can't do it on a console. It's difficult, but just hit it for me. It helps me out a ton. That is the cost of admission to watching this live broadcast while I drink another sip of my warm drink here. Thank you. I appreciate you guys hitting the like button. Adhere to the golden ratio. Give your woman 2/3 of everything she gives you. For every 3 calls or texts, give her 2. 3 declarations of love, earn 2 in return. 3 gifts, 2 nights out. Give her 2 displays of affection and stop until she's answered with 3 more. When she speaks, you reply with fewer words. When she emotes, you emote less. The idea behind the golden ratio is twofold. It establishes your greater value by making her chase you, and it demonstrates that you have the self-restraint to avoid getting swept up in her personal dramas, refraining from reciprocating everything she does for you in equal measure instills in the proper attitude of belief in your higher status. In her deepest loins, it is what she truly wants. Now, by the way, guys, I'm just going to pause for a minute and deal with the elephant in the room. This stuff only works if she has genuine burning desire for you. If she doesn't look at you like a strong option, if not the best option, none of this will work, okay? Because as soon as you start, let me just scroll this back up here. As soon as you start saying things that align or behavior, let's say more specifically, that aligns with your mission, not your woman, is your priority, or you don't play by her rules, she's not going to have any patience for you because truthfully, she doesn't look at you as her best option. She doesn't have genuine burning desire for you. This only works on women that have genuine burning desire. And by the way, you can establish that quite easily by spinning plates and letting the cream rise to the top because only the ones that have genuine burning desire will stick around, right? The other ones will just fall off, like plates just fall off as they do, and it happens. So getting to this point works very, very well, provided, again, I'm gonna state that, provided she has genuine burning desire for you. Golden ratio. So number six, true to her inscrutable natures, women ask questions that they don't really want direct answers to. Woe be the man who plays it straight. His fate is the suffering of the beta. Evade, tease, obfuscate. She thrives when she has to imagine what you're thinking about her and withers when she knows exactly how you feel. A woman may want financial and family security, but she does not want passion security. In the same manner, when she has displeased you, punish swiftly. But when she has done you right, reward slowly. Reward her good behavior intermittently, unpredictably, and she will never tire of working hard to please you. Believe it or not, some people won't believe this, but believe it or not, women fall in love with men when they're doing things for them. Sign them. I had this friend of mine that used to use this test. He was a Muslim guy. I think I talked about this once on a video. And on first dates, he would have girls come over and have them do chores for him. Laundry, clean out his closet, whatever. I couldn't believe it when he said that he did this. And he's like, yes, this is how you test a woman and her desire for you. Okay, that was his thing, right? You know, some guys won't do that. But you get the idea, right? You got to keep her guessing. As soon as she's figured you out, like as soon as she thinks that she knows everything about you and she's figured you out. Like, women do this all the time. You know, I still have this happen to me, you know, to this day. It's like, you know, they, you know, she's gonna look at you like she thinks she's figured you out. And you just kind of like smirk and you're like, yeah, you think you know, but you don't know, right? However it is that you want to communicate that, whether that's through your actions, through some lyrics, depending on how you want to deliver it, you got to keep her guessing. Okay. She doesn't want to know you. She doesn't want to know everything about you. You know, this thing here opens with women ask questions they don't really want the direct answers to. I think it was in one of Rollo's books, if I'm not mistaken, where he said something along the lines of women want the truth, but they don't want full disclosure. You got to keep her guessing. That's all that this section's about. Okay. Number six, keep her guessing. And again, read through this essay, guys. It is a good one. I'm going to drop it in the chat below. I'm going to actually grab it and put it in the chat right now in case you guys want to open up another browser for those of you watching live. There you go. You can read along with me. Number seven, always keep two in the kitty. Oh boy, this is going to infuriate some people, some blue pill betas and some women. Never allow yourself to be a kept man. A man with options is a man without need. It builds confidence and encourages boldness with women if there's another woman, a safety net to catch you in case you slip and risk a breakup, divorce, or a lost prospect, leading to loneliness and a grinding dry spell. Some people are going to get very mad now and say, well, you can't keep a side piece on the go while you're in a marriage or a relationship or something like that. He's not saying keep a side piece. Saying a man with options is a man without need. Okay, you have to have options. Doesn't matter how you want to do it. Okay, I'll let you figure that out. Do I have to spell out everything? Okay, but you cannot be a kept man. She cannot believe for a second that she is your only and can only ever be your only source of intimacy ever. The minute that she believes that she is your only source of intimacy forever and ever until kingdom come, and there is nothing else, and you're only ever going to love her, blah, 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 you're screwed. She has to know she's replaceable. You don't have to say it like that, but she has to understand, depending on how it is you want to deliver, you know, with your actions or deliver it with lyrics or, you know, how you go about your life, how you live it, for example. But it must be understood ideally, covertly, I would suggest. A woman knows when she has slept with a man, she has abdicated a measure of her power. When she has fallen in love with him, she has surrendered nearly all of it. But love is ephemeral. Yeah, I probably pronounced that wrong. And with time, she may rediscover her power and threaten to leave you. You ever get that feeling when you're in a relationship with a chick? I know, I mean, listen, by the time you get in your 40s, anybody that's gotten in the 30s or 40s has felt that, you know, if she leaves, then there's going to be an emptiness. Like, if there's a threat to leave or she has the power to it, then you're going to have issues with it, which is why he says here in point number seven, always have keep two in the kitty, keep one in the kitty, keep three in the kitty. Make sure you're a man with options, is what he's saying. Okay, you need to be without need. You can't be a pathetic beta simp if she threatens to leave, you know, like he's talking about over here. It is her final trump card. Withdrawing all of her love and all of her body in an instant will rend your soul. And if you are faced with contemplating the empty abyss alone, knowing there is another you can turn to for affection will fortify your will and satisfy your manhood. Simple as that. It's not complicated. Do not, he's basically warning you in this entire piece so you do not end up in a position of one-itis. One-itis is a crippling disease that men, I haven't heard very many women have it. I hear some women say, oh, you don't understand. I'm heartbroken and he was the only one for me, blah, blah, blah. 2 days later, she's hanging out with Kevin from sales while Steve from accounting is going to pick her up on Saturday night. Trust me, it doesn't last long. I've seen men go through one-itis, pining for the one, months, sometimes even years after the fact. It's absolutely absurd and ridiculous how men allow this to happen to themselves, myself included. You know, I'll admit, like I'm no champion of all things. You know, part of the reason why I'm here today is because of things that have happened in my life. So I think it's incredibly important to be honest about it, and at the same time, warn you guys that this is something that you've got to be aware of. So that's number seven. Number eight, I love how he uses Roman numerals. Those are the best. You don't see those too often. Say you're sorry only when you're absolutely necessary. Do not say you're sorry for every wrong thing you do. I can't tell you how many guys I've heard, family events, public spaces, social gatherings, apologizing profusely all the freaking time. It's like, I want to beat them with a stick. They just sound so basic and pathetic, and there's nothing you can do. You know, these guys, they're at their wit's end. They don't know what to do, so they just keep apologizing because, again, men their entire lives have been told to bend the knee to a female first primary social order. They're drunk on the Kool-Aid of said such behavior. So, of course, they're going to apologize. It's one of the first things that they think they need to do because they think it's going to help them win her over, or she's going to forgive him or whatever. At the end of the day, if you're profusely apologizing all the time on a regular basis to your girlfriend, your wife, whoever, I assure you, her interest in you is drying up with every apology. It is a posture of submission that no man should reflectively adopt, no matter how alpha he is. Apologizing increases the demand for more apologies. He's absolutely right. She will come to expect your contrition, like a cat expects its meal at a set time each day. Cats. And then your value will lower in her eyes. I just covered that. Instead, if you have done something wrong, you should acknowledge your guilt at glancing, in a glancing way without resorting to the actual words, "I'm sorry." Pull the Bill Clinton maneuver and say, "Mistakes were made," or tell her you feel bad about what you did. You're granted two freebies, "I'm sorry," for the life of your relationship. Use them wisely. How many times do I got to clarify that? I think it's pretty clear, yeah? You guys enjoying this? Smash that like button. Helps me out a ton. Thank you. We are at number nine. Connect with her emotions. See, Roman numerals come in handy. That was grade five in school. This is like probably the second time I've ever used it in my entire life. Connect with her emotions. Set yourself apart from other men and connect with a woman's emotional landscape. Her mind is an alien world that requires deft navigation and reach your rendezvous. This guy's a great writer. I'm surprised he didn't get any more recognition. This is a great piece. Frolic in the surf of emotions rather than the arid desert of logic. Be playful. Employ all your senses. Describe in lush detail scenarios to set her heart afire. Give your emotions freedom to roam. Roam. Yes, that's a good word. You're not on a linear path with her. You are roaming all over, taking her on an adventure. They say that you can do anything to a woman, gentlemen. There's this old saying, you can do anything to a woman except bore her. She wants to go on an adventure. This is why he's talking about this point number nine, connect with her emotions. Bravo, Royce Chateau Hartiste, whoever wrote this. This is a great essay. This is probably one of the greatest out there. In this world, there is no need to finish thoughts or draw conclusions. There is only need to experience. You're grabbing her hand and running with her down an infinite labyrinth alleyway with no end, laughing and letting your fingers glide on the cobblestone walls along the way. You cannot bore women. You've got to connect with their emotions. This is a very important piece in the 16 Commandments. I got to admit, there's nothing that I've read in here thus far that I have any disagreements with. Nothing yet. I have some very strong agreements with many of these points, in fact. Number 10, ignore her beauty. The man who trains his mind to subdue the reward centers of his brain when reflecting upon beautiful female face will magically transform his interactions with women. His apprehension and self-consciousness will melt away, paving the path for more honest and self-possessed interactions with the objects of his desire. This is the one reason why the greatest Lotharios drown. What is a Lothario? I'm going to have to look that up later. Drown in more love than they can handle. Must be like Don Juan. Through positive experience with so many beautiful women, they lose their awe of beauty in. And in turn, their powerlessness under its spell. How many times have you been out with a woman that you've been dating, maybe in a relationship with, and you just look at her and you're like, oh, she's so pretty. You know, she's just so beautiful. And then you've probably seen that meme somewhere where it's like this like super hot 10. And it says, somewhere, some guy is tired of putting up with her shit too, right? Somebody, you guys must have seen that meme. It's a perfect illustration of this, right? You really do have to ignore her beauty. It's fading anyway, you know, it's going to expire. It's certainly perishable. Enjoy it, but don't let it control you. Don't let it run you. In turn, their powerlessness under its spell. So it will help you acquire the right frame of mind to stop using the words hot, cute, gorgeous, or beautiful to describe girls when you who sorry, who turn you on. Instead, say to yourself, she's interesting, or she might be worth getting to know. I like how he rephrases that. Never compliment a girl on her looks. This is one of the cardinal mistakes I see a lot of guys making on dating sites and apps. A lot of guys will send me field reports. We have them pop up in our men's private community often. And it's like right away, hey, gorgeous, or you look beautiful in that, blah, 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 or whatever like that. Don't open with anything like that. He says, never compliment a girl on her looks, especially, this is the point that needs to be made. You can compliment her after this. You can compliment her, the two-thirds basis, you know, two for every three sort of thing, especially not a girl you're not intimate with. Turn off that part of your brain that wants to put them on pedestals. Further advanced training to reach the state of unawed Zen transcendence is to sleep with many, many attractive women. Try to avoid sleeping with a lot of ugly women if you don't want to regress. Soon, a Jedi lover you will be, he says. Number 11, be irrationally self-confident. You know, I sometimes get called arrogant by some people out there, and that's the mistake that they make. I have irrational self-confidence. I'm not arrogant. You know, anybody that knows me personally would agree. No matter what your station in life, stride through the world without apology or excuse. Like I said, don't bend the knee to anybody unless you're being knighted and you're going to be called Sir Richard Cooper. There is no need for you to bend the knee to anybody. Stride through the world without apology or excuse. It does not matter if objectively you are not the best man a woman can get. What matters is that you think and act like you are. Women have a dog's instinct for uncovering weakness in men. Don't make it easy for them. Self-confidence, warranted or not, triggers submissive emotional responses in women. Irrational self-confidence will get you more P than irrational defeatism. That's why these guys that hang out around the doom pill in the black area, the black pill area of the interwebs, don't get any success. They're constantly fixated on why they don't have any success, which is why they get more of no success. Let's go to number 12. Maximize your strengths, minimize your weaknesses. I remember one time I was having a conversation with a mentor a number of years ago, and he said, stop working on your weaknesses. I said to him, well, why? Like, why not? Like, aren't we supposed to improve our weaknesses? He says, no. All you're going to have is really good weaknesses. And he was right. Honestly, I caught myself doing it on myself. I caught myself trying to train staff out of their weaknesses. And he was right. All people end up with is really strong weaknesses if you try to maximize your weaknesses. What he's saying here in point number 12 is maximize your strengths, minimize your weaknesses. This goes for the entirety of anybody when it comes to attraction. Somebody will say, well, I'm only 5'7" and all women want guys over 6 foot tall, blah, 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 wah, 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 and they start crying about it. Okay, that's your weakness. There's nothing you can do about it. You're going to minimize that. Be 5'7" with muscles and money, right? And wicked tight game. Simple as that. So point number 12, maximize your strengths, minimize your weaknesses. In the betterment of ourselves as men, we attract women into our orbit to accomplish this gravitational pull as painlessly and efficiently as possible. You must identify your natural talents, shortcomings, and parcel your efforts accordingly. If you're a gifted jokester, don't waste time and energy trying to raise your status in physiological, I can't pronounce that word right now, debate. If you write well but dance poorly, don't kill yourself trying to expand your manly influence on the dance floor. That's me. I can't dance for shit unless I'm drunk. And even then, I'm not sure what's going on. I just feel like I'm dancing great. Your goal should be to attract women effortlessly. So play to your strengths no matter what they are. There's a groupie for every male endeavor except World of Warcraft. Well, he's wrong about that one. This is the first point. Well, not even the first point, the first sentence. It's just four words there that I disagree with. And I know this because I used to play this dorky game many, many moons ago when it first came out. And there are groupies four men in World of Warcraft, believe it or not. They have these guilds and these dorky girls who are not attractive at all and quite plump and rotund. Will try to, you know, get the attention and interest of these dorky guys on Warcraft. I was there. I saw it happen. He was wrong about that one thing. There's a groupie for every male endeavor. In fact, we should just end that point at this point, and we'll cut off this over here. So that's the only correction I would make. Let's keep going. Number 13, err on the side of too much boldness rather than too little. Touching a woman inappropriately on the first date will get you further with her than not touching at all. Don't let a woman's faux indignation at your boldness sway you. They secretly love it when a man aggressively pursues what he wants and makes his sexual intentions known. You don't have to be an a-hole, but if you have no choice, being a inconsiderate a-hole beats being a polite beta every single time. Oh, this is going to be a difficult one to read for the YouTubes. Number 14. And grab the super chat from Jerry, my boy. Thanks. Young brothers, please take this seriously. Your physical and mental health depend on it. Ask me how I know. My brother. Thanks, Jerry. Okay, so I'm going to have to translate this or water it down a little bit for the YouTubes, but number 14 is F her good. F her like it's your last F and hers. F her so good, so hard, so wantonly, so profligately that she is left quivering, sparkling mass of shaking flesh and fluids. Drain her of everything, then drain her some more. Kiss her all over, make love to her all night, and hold her close in the morning. Own her body, own her gratitude, own her love. If you don't know how, learn to give her squirting O's. This is important, gentlemen. How much can I say on YouTube without getting this demonetized and banned? Let's put it this way. Just trust me. Listen to this over here. Okay? It matters. Learn it. Sterling Cooper has a book on Gumroad. I don't have it linked in the description, but since I'm mentioning it, I'll grab it and I'll drop it in the description afterwards on this exact thing. It's an ebook basically that you buy and download. He talks about all the details that he's learned from the adult film industry. Or just grab a ticket to the Rule Zero Live event. That's another way to get access to Sterling and the way that he would describe those details. This is just something I can't dive into on the YouTubes. But anyway, 15. And then we have one more and then we're done. Maintain your state control. You are an oak tree. You will not be manipulated by crying, yelling, lying, head games, sexual withdrawal, jealousy ploys, pity plays, shit tests, hot, cold, hot, disappearing acts, or guilt trips. She will rain and thunder all around you, and you will shelter her until the storm passes. She will not drag you into her chaos or uproot you. You will have mastery over yourself, and you will have mastery over her. Women are emotional creatures, gentlemen. I'm sure you've noticed this by now. It's a test of frame. It's a competency test for you. It is a shit test. She's going to throw hissy fits. Some women more than others. Others less than others, right? You have to have rock solid frame. We had a guy that posted in the community the other day about a girl that basically did all of this to him. Crying, yelling, lying, head games, sexual withdrawal, jealousy ploys, pity plays, shit test, hot, cold, whole cold, hot. Disappearing ask. He just walked out. He just flat out didn't entertain it. Just soft nexted, you know, walked out. There's another guy that went through the same sort of thing and he got it in the morning. And he thought it was dealt with in the morning. It fired back up again. And he just basically walked out. This is frame control. This is what he's talking about with you are an oak tree. Too many guys will enter her frame. Okay, this is what frame control is. Picture a picture frame. This is your frame. This is her frame. They will leave their frame and go directly into hers and entertain all of this emotional stuff. It's not good. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve the relationship. Truthfully, she doesn't want it. She's going to call you cold. She's going to call you things that you might not like to hear or you might not used to be hearing that is different for you because, again, you've been fed a steady diet of a toxic feminist narrative that supports a female first primary social order. So it's going to be difficult for some guys to get up and walk away from all that nonsense. It's harder for men that are married or that are in long-term relationships that are already in a beta frame to stand up and fix all these things. But these 16 commandments, if you master them, if you can live them, they actually become you, will help you. Like he says, the closer you follow the letter of these commandments, the easier you will find to keep real, true, unconditional love and happiness in your life. Again, it all begins from the position that she already has strong, burning, genuine desire for you. It's not negotiated desire. She's not a sugar baby that you're paying or some nonsense like that. It's just genuine, strong, genuine, burning desire for you. This is the maintenance components of it all. A lot of people think that relationships are, it's like a cut and dry, plug and play. Let's just do this, that, and the other thing. But believe it or not, it's a lot more work to manage a long-term relationship than it is a spin plate. Spin plates is easier. You get more variety. It's actually, it can be fun. It can also be exhausting, by the same token too. But you got to understand that when you get into an LTR with a chick, whether it's monogamous or not, or however it is that you decide to run it, it's going to be work and you're going to have to do this work. It's, it's just part of it, but it should become natural to you. It shouldn't be that hard. You should never go around in life apologizing like a beta pleb, like you see out there, or, you see these guys are like, oh, this is my better half over here or anything like, screw that. She's lucky to have you is what you should be saying. I had somebody once say to me, oh, your girlfriend's this and that and blah, blah, blah. And, you're really lucky to have her. It's like, no, she's lucky to have me. Right. You don't play that beta game. Don't play none of that like happy wife, happy life stuff. Bullshit. Move on. You got to move away from that. You got to grow up. And number 16, never be afraid to lose her. You must not fear. Fear is the love killer. Fear is the ego triumph that brings abject loneliness. You will face your fear. You will permit it to pass over and through you. And when your ego fear is gone, you will turn and face your lover. Only your heart will remain. You will walk away from her when she has violated your integrity, and you will let her walk when her heart is closed to you. She who can destroy you controls you. Do not give her that power over yourself. Love yourself before you love her. I think Rollo wrote in one of his books, either the first or second one, something along the lines of, the person that, I think it's about control. I'm gonna butcher this, obviously, because I haven't gone through the book in a while. But, the person that demands or desires the other more is in a weaker bargaining position, essentially. Which is why he's saying in this entire essay, maintain your frame, be bold, maximize your strength, minimize your weaknesses, be irrationally self-confident, ignore her beauty, connect with her emotions, say you're so sorry only when absolutely necessary, always keep two in the kitty, never be a kept man, keep her guessing, adhere to the golden ratio, don't play by her rules. You shall make your mission, not your woman, your priority. I think that's an incredibly important one that starts from the get-go of purpose, right? Make her jealous. Never say I love you first. So there you have it, folks. Many of you have asked me many, 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 many times to do a video on maintaining frame in a long-term relationship, and I can't think of a better piece that can be read and left, linked below for you guys to read at a later date, 16 Commandments of Poon. Slow clap for Chateau Hartiste on this one. I think you did a great job. Whoever you are, send me an email. I'll probably never hear from him. Sounds like he's been retired, but you get the point. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this broadcast. It's been a fun one to read. It's a piece of artwork, if I'm being honest. So I'll link it below after the video renders. Read through it 10 times, read through it 100 times, read through it every morning if you have to, if you're a beta pleb, and do what you got to do to level up. Thanks for that super chat, Dalil. He says, nope, she's lucky to have me. Rich is a gangster. Love the work, man. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. That's a generous chat, too. Thank you. Again, before I go, real quick, please consider the Rule Zero Live event, if you haven't checked it out. I promise you we are going to over-deliver on this thing. It is going to kick ass. It'll be over 10 hours with over 10 talks from our 10 experts with breakout sessions, private breakout sessions, so you guys can dive deeper on the topic that was discussed for those that want to get more information. It is going to knock it out of the park. Sales window closes on the 16th, which is this Wednesday at midnight. Pinned in the top description below is where you can grab the tickets. After that, they'll be gone. And real quick, the channel sponsor, Grondyke Soap. I think I mentioned in the last broadcast, he's got these new, they're basically pheromone boosters. And I'll just pull one out here. It's like a deodorant stick, except for they're all natural ingredients, just like the other stuff. So you've taken a shower with the soap. You get the matching pheromone boosters with them. You just keep it with you in your car, you know, your pocket or whatever. You drop it on the beard. You can put it on your neck if you want to, on your forearms. Just keep these handy. They're good to have. You're showering anyway, so why not grab something that supports the creation of content on this channel? It helps me out a ton and, you know, get you guys cleaned up with a little bit of a bump on the sexual marketplace with the pheromones infused into it. So thanks. Let me see if there's any quick questions here that I might have missed. There's a super chat. I got that one. Thank you as always. Michael says, thank you, Rich, for all your work. I'm 32. Wish I found this 10 years earlier. You're welcome, Michael. Christian says, thank you, Rich. Thanks, brother. Arett says, rule zero, will it be recorded to review for ticket purchasers later on? Yes. If you are a ticket holder, there will be a recording available to you. Any other questions? Let me know. If not, you can pop them in the comments below. I'll make sure I keep an eye out for the next 24 hours for anything that comes up. There's another super here that says, Jesse says, let's say I agree with all this and I want to be in a monogamous relationship and not fear losing her, but want the monogamy. How do I get over the fear of her being with a guy behind my back, mainly concerned about getting STDs? Well, that's a hard one to answer on a super chat. I appreciate the super, but here's the thing. Having rock solid frame as outlined in Chateau Hartis' 16 commandments is going to be a big help. At the end of the day, though, a lot of it is established in the vetting of yourself and vetting of the woman. So I'm going to kind of go back to the rule zero event. That's basically what my entire talk is about, is to, go through that entire process. If you haven't got the red flag chapter, you should get on my email list to begin with, by the way. I'm going to send out an email before Wednesday, just reminding you guys that the sales window closes, but you'll also get the chapter on the red flags. If you haven't read that, read it. It's a free chapter. Just opt in, get that. The 20 red flags are the main ones that I've come across through the coaching I've done. I've done at least 420 calls now on Clarity platform, many for my community, many on other different platforms, Calendly and stuff like that. So these are the ones that came up most often. So to answer your question, if you've known and you've absorbed all of these red flags, you can avoid many of the problems. One of the big mistakes that most guys make, if I'm being honest, is they get too involved too quickly with women, giving them too much. The 16 commandments, of course, deals with a lot of that stuff. But at the same time, they invite the wrong woman into their life, woman that is unable to form a healthy pair bond with men, usually because they've got such a large notch count and they lost their virginity at such a young age. It's just harder for them. They're not able to connect with a guy on that level. So it's one of the things that you've got to keep an eye out for. Jordan says, yes, the red flags are a must read. Just grab it, guys. It's a free chapter. It's also pinned below if you guys are watching a replay, if you're not live, but whatever. Grab it, get on the email list. I've got a private video I've been meaning to send out for the last week and a bit that I've got to do the final edit on, but I posted about a week and a half ago. I was going to send out an email as well to my list on how to develop the V-taper, so that's coming out soon too, so keep an eye out for that. Guys, thanks for watching. You guys are the best. Smash the like button. I've got another live broadcast this week on Thursday, by the way, so a little bit of housekeeping still. I can't remember what time it is. I got to create the event, but it's with Ryan Hoke. He did a event with me a couple months ago. It's kind of a learning event where he was talking about how you can build affiliate links and programs to generate, like a lot of people say, side hustle, this and that. It's not really side hustle because there's work involved, so it can become a full-time gig and be quite profitable, but he's got something new out. So I've got Ryan coming back because he was in demand. A lot of people said, well, the sales window closed, I didn't get it. He's got something better now. So that'll be out Thursday. I got a bunch of videos out this week, and I'll wrap it up at that. I hope you guys have an amazing night. Peace out.